This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail, broadcast number 35 for Tuesday, August 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are on the rise Tuesday morning, with the nearby November contract toying with $600 per ton. That November contract is currently at $603.30 per ton, advancing $13.60. The January contract gains $13.60 as well, at $614.20 per ton. There's support for canola coming from upticks in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed, but Malaysian palm oil is a pinch lower. Declines in crude oil are trying to keep a lid on further increases in the vegetable oils. Stat Canada is set to release its principal field crops report tomorrow morning at 7:30 CDT. While StatCan's model-based estimates are to give an idea of the size of this year's crops, there's a fair bit of skepticism in the trade towards the report. The complaints center on the satellite imagery being taken at the end of July, and the report might not consider the hot, dry weather in early August. The Canadian dollar is higher on Tuesday morning, with the loonie at 74.27 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 74.18. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its crop progress report, and for the week ending August 25th, soybean conditions dip a single point to 67% good to excellent. Corn rate 65% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. U.S. spring wheat is down 4 points at 69% good to excellent, while the harvest advances 20 points at 51% complete. The USDA reports a flash sale for nearly 127,800 tons of new crop corn to Mexico. While Ag Rural reports the planting of Brazil's first corn crop of 2024-25 is just starting, another consultancy says the harvest of the 2023-24 second corn crop is more than 94% complete. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday morning. The November contract adds a nickel at $9.86 per bushel. October soy oil is up by more than a tenth of a cent at 41.23 cents per pound. October soy meal gains $2.40 at $309.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn tacks on 3 cents at $3.89.5 per bushel. December oats rise 5.5 cents at $3.16. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as Chicago December gains 6 cents at $5.31. Kansas City December is up 4 cents at $5.41. And Minneapolis December bumps up 2.5 cents at $5.70.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.